Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Gordon Hill-Lewis, politician and DA Shadow Minister of Finance. The point of our discussion this morning is to talk about the Pension Fund Act amendments. Is this advantageous to South Africans or not? A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine, and you, Howard? Nice to speak to you again.
Nice to speak to you. Well, you've joined us on a very, very emotive morning as we see the goings on in Israel. The Jewish community, of course, very, very perturbed about that, and the South African government along their Cuba-esque lines condemning anything that isn't aligned with that. So I warn you that we are, and our listeners are just a little bit riled up this morning. Parliament standing.
Okay, well, hopefully I can give them some good local news to cheer them up.
Absolutely. Parliament Standing Committee on Finance has invited interested parties to submit written submissions on the Pension Fund Amendment Bill. Take us through this.
Okay, so the Democratic Alliance has proposed two pieces of legislation in Parliament under the rules that allow any member of Parliament to propose a piece of legislation called the Private Members Bill. And the first one is dealing with our country's debt and seeks to get that under control. And I think I may have discussed that with you in the past already,
yes,
Howard. That's the Fiscal Responsibility Bill. The second bill is this Pensions Amendment Bill, which came about in the middle of the COVID lockdown. Our colleagues and I were discussing how we can try and help families who are going through really tough times, but they may have a lot of money locked away in a pension somewhere that they can't access because they aren't at retirement age yet.
Right.
So we literally had cases of people calling us saying that they had lost their job, they had lost all of their sources of income, they had no food on the table, but they were sitting with, you know, in some cases, R1 million in a pension fund that they had no way of accessing.
Right.
And that just seemed, a bit of tragedy, really, and crazy.
Right.
So obviously it's very important that people don't have access to their pension funds whenever they want it, because then no one will have any, or very few people will have any retirement savings left, because, people will just take from their pension funds all the time. But we came up with this plan to allow people to access a very soft loan from their pension provider or their bank, and that loan would be guaranteed against their pension fund at a very, very low interest rate and at a limited portion of their pension fund, so not their entire fund, to get them through these difficult times. So it basically allows someone, if I just speak very practically, if you have 100,000 rand in your pension fund,
right,
you have a loan of, say, 10 or 20,000 rand at very, very low interest rates, against that pension fund that you could either pay back or simply leave until retirement and then pay back once you access your pension at retirement. And that is, in a nutshell, what this bill does, Howard.
So it actually
is now open for,
right,
just one last point, it's
yes,
open
sir.
For public comment, and we invite everyone to please make their voices heard and submit your public comments and let us know if you support it or not.
Is there likely to be resistance to this? And if so, what would the what is the disadvantage of this type of policy?
Actually, we've been very surprised. There's almost across the board support for this proposal,
wow,
because I think everyone sees that families are going through really,
absolutely,
difficult times in,
absolutely,
South Africa.
Mm.
So we've got support from strange places, I must be honest. We've got support from COSATU, very vocal support from COSATU. We've got support from the ANC.
Wow.
And some of the smaller political parties as well.
Are you worried about this now? Does that mean you think you maybe made a mistake?
No, I think it just means that people recognize that their families are going through tough times.
100%.
But obviously the biggest opponent is the National Treasury itself, the department. And so we've got to do some work in convincing them that this is necessary. And that's why the public comments are very helpful.
Right, right. Very, very interesting. People need to comment on this, and then that should pave the way. What is the process after that?
We consider it in our committee in Parliament. We consider all the public comments that we get. And then we will, take a decision on whether the bill should proceed or whether it should be amended or whether it should be scrapped.
Right.
And we really want it to proceed, obviously. We're obviously open to amendments. It's always great to receive good ideas, but we'd really like it to proceed and then hopefully get passed.
And how do people go about commenting? Where do they access this?
Okay, let me just get you the address in a second, if you will give me a second.
Yeah, sure. No problem looking.
Okay, so we have advertised in the newspapers.
Right.
You'll see Parliament adverts, and you'll also see on the Parliament website there's a place there where you can go and submit comments. I will send you the email address, and you can give it to your listeners. I don't have it.
Right,
I don't
no
have
problem
it
at all.
Right now.
Yes, that would be great.
Anyone can find it on the Parliament website as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Gordon Hill Lewis, a politician, DA Shadow Minister of Finance, keep doing the great work that you are doing, taking the real issues of South Africans into account.